It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's recent accounting problems aren't affecting its rating for short-term borrowing. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, Standard & Poor's has given the state its highest rating.
The rating is called SP1+, and it's good news for California. But before you get too excited,
it doesn't really mean that the state has solved its longer-term, more structural budget problems.
That's S&P analyst Gabriel Pettick. Instead, he says the rating means the agency believes California has more than enough money to pay back $10 billion in short-term bonds.
We have a low bond rating on the state's general obligation bonds, and these are sort of like can be kind of thought of like a payday loan.
Meaning the state knows it will collect the bulk of its revenue later in the fiscal year, just like that future paycheck. But expenses come earlier. And Pettick says even if voters reject Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative, based on S&P analysis, California can still repay the loans. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Several bills at the California state capitol would regulate the controversial buy here, pay here used car industry. Those dealers sell vehicles to drivers with bad credit and charge higher interest rates. They require buyers to return each month to pay in person and repossesses cars whose owners fall behind. Democratic State Senator Ted Lieu wrote one of the bills. He says the industry has an unfair edge.
They take advantage of people by jacking up their interest rates to as high as 25% to 30% when you do a calculation of the monthly fees. They repossess cars when you miss even one payment because they'll just resell the car to another buyer.
The buy here, pay here industry opposes the bills and says they could force honest dealers out of business. The measures have each passed one chamber of the state capitol and face final votes later this summer. You can find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California. I'm Mark.